Hey, this video here is a false order. So I had this beautiful chair downstairs. I had this beautiful gaming chair in my gaming room, and it was nice and huge. It sat flat on the floor, and it was nice. I had it for years. It was given to me as a gift. So my father returned it, kept the money, and he bought himself a chair, okay? And he gave me his broken chair. You're gonna see the broken down chair the day that I got it. The cops even got involved, and they had evidence that it was broken because it had springs hanging out at the bottom. And plus, I'm a 300-pound guy almost. So, you know, a chair that's already broken and it kind of rocks a little bit. So you're putting pressure on it, so it's gonna break. So I was recently in a car accident. I was hit by a drunk driver in my father's truck. Make a long story short, I have brain damage, head damage, spine damage, shoulder damage. I got a lot going on. So, you know, my father's just very violent. Very, very violent person. He touches people. He's got a hand problem. Like me, everybody that knows me, you know I don't hit back and I don't fight. And I never raise my hand against anybody, ever. So he got a false order saying that I ripped up his rug. He lied under oath to the court system. Okay, now I hope he gets penalized for this, because the last time he did this, he did it to paint the walls. And he even said, and I have everything in record. I have so much on him. He's crazy going through with this because I have so much on him. It's ridiculous. So this here shows the chair, because in this report right here, I'm reading it right now, which I will attach another video later with this report. So he said that I ripped up his rug, okay? Because he stole my car money, because we both have the same name. So he sold my car and didn't give me money. I've been asking for the money every day. And he says stupid stuff to me. Oh, I'll give it back to you when you get your own insurance. You got to buy a car first. You don't get insurance. He's like, I want to buy a car. So basically, I have to sue him for all the rental cars I'm getting. I have to sue him for all the money, because the money he's holding is withholding me from getting a car. And he has other money of mine too. And then he's just saying stupid stuff like, oh, I don't owe that to you now because you ripped the rug. No, your chair ripped the rug. He put a metal chair with metal hands on a thin rug that literally sunk into the rug. And the chair was already busted. So he gave me a busted ass chair that doesn't hold my weight, because he had to take my beautiful chair that he returned, stole from me, and bought himself a chair. And he gave me his chair, and it ripped up his rug. All right? He did that. Because this kind of chair you see in the video right now, you don't put this kind of chair on a thin rug. You put it on a wooden floor with a mat at the bottom, you know, with like a little carpet thing underneath it. You don't put this. You'll see the video how ridiculous it is. I mean, you got to be, I mean, it's just ridiculous. But anyway, so he ripped up his own rug, and he lied under oath in a report saying I tore up his rug, and he did all these other lies. He said that he wanted to get on my record. So he also shoved me down the stairs last week. He shoved me down the stairs while I have a concussion and brain damage. He shoved me down the stairs, and while he shoved me down at me, and while he was shoving me down the stairs, he was cutting me with his butter knife. And he said that I did it, self-inflicted, put this way, they know I don't ever call the cops or call 911. I don't ever call 911. So as soon as he pushed me down the stairs, he went down to the police station. As soon as he pushed me down the stairs, he knew I was going to be hurt and have another concussion, and he ran to the police station to protect his ass, because he knows I don't call 911 and I don't call the police. But he's got the mentality of a 12-year-old, if that. This video of a busted chair that my father gave me from his, he returned my chair. So he gave me this busted chair that's sticking to the ground. It's pulling up the rug. Ever since he gave me this chair, I told him I didn't want it. It's got metal bottoms. You do not put the metal on rugs like this. Okay, this is a cheap rug. You do not put metal on the rugs like that. And it's literally, okay, I'm 260 pounds, okay? So 260 pounds on a chair like this with a metal bottom is going to tear my rug apart, okay? My father had given me this chair, and it totally ripped up my floor, ripped it up. It literally, this chair just like broke apart. I mean, literally, this chair cannot hold my weight.
And I am not even fat, I'm just a big guy. And, you know, you can't put metal bottoms on a rug like this. It's got to be flat. To put on a rug like this, the chair has to be flat. It has to be a bottom flat piece. You can't put metal. It's not what that's for. You don't put metal like that on rugs. Okay? You just do not put metal like that on rugs. You got to be a moron. So literally pulling up the floor, ripping it up. All right? So it literally ripped up my floor. Because this piece of shit chair that I was given, because the chair that I had, a nice, beautiful chair here, a nice gaming chair, it just sat on the floor. It was beautiful. It was given to me by my mother, like, maybe like years and years ago. It was my chair. I owned it. It was given to me. And he had returned that chair, kept the money, and bought himself a chair. And he gave me this piece of shit. So this chair right here tore up the floor. I mean, you gotta be a real moron to put a chair like this on the rug like this. I mean, you literally can't do that. I didn't even know they still made chairs like this anyway. Well, I guess rocking chair, but I mean, I guess, you know, it's whatever. I mean, it's just, I just took the top off. This chair has literally ripped it up. I'm just making this video right here. You can see it's literally pulling the rug apart. It's literally tearing apart. And there's all these bolts and stuff coming out. This is from me, that's just it breaking as me sit on it. And literally, I don't rock on it. I just sit on it and just play, you know, just play a game. And, you can't put this kind of chair on a rug. So, it's got all the floor is literally torn up. It's literally torn. It's all torn up. Let's see, you got these things here. It's just, and it's even worse up there. It's literally, you see how it's pulling. Look at that. Look how bad that is. Oh yeah, it's really bad. I mean, you really got to be a moron. You really have to be. I mean, come on. So this is what happened. So this is the damage that my father did after putting a chair here. How he put the metal on this rug right here. And literally, those stands, those metal stands, put holes right into the ground. Leaving it like just like that. And he's trying to tell me that he's going to sue me for this damage, because, you know, my father owes me all this money. He sold my car and he took all my money and never gave it back to me, because he put my car under his name. And I've been arguing with him for like a long time, not to give me my money. He's not. And now he's saying, oh, all the money I owe you, it's going towards the rug. And it just shows you, like, you know, this right here is the damage from the chair into the rug. So literally, mice can actually, like, go underneath there and lay eggs too. That's very dangerous too. Yeah, see, like, you know, like, literally, like, a mouse can go under there and lay eggs. Once the mouse lays eggs underneath there, whew, it's over. It's infested. Yeah, so that's the damage from the rug. From the chair that he put there, that I said not to put there, that he put his chair there and took my chair and returned it and buy himself a better chair. Yeah, you know what? I can't argue with people. I don't like to argue anymore.